And I want to talk a little bit this morning about childish behavior. This is something that I'm dealing with more and more lately as my children, my little children, are growing up into adults. And it's certainly true of I think, every generation. I was thinking about me and Evan, and when we were young and used to come up with these great ideas about what we needed to do in life and in the church and everything else, and many times we were just simply a little bit childish, but we didn't know that. And like most generations, we were asking questions. Why? Why do we do this? Why do we do it like this? Why do we, you know, assemble like we do? Why don't we have these things in our services, or whatever the case may be? Why do we believe this about what the Bible says, you know, about this subject? And so, as every generation tends to ask these questions, it seems that I've been faced recently with this subject in my own home a lot with my kids. Why can't we go here? Why can't we do this? And so it's been frustrating, I'll confess to you, in some ways, because you think that you covered a lot of these things. You know, you studied the Bible and you read it and you thought everything's good. And then Ethan was telling me the other day that he works at the Sportsman's Warehouse up there. And some people came in, and they were Mormon folks, and they visited for a while. And Ethan has this hat that says, "Christ is my King." And they got talking about Bible stuff, and they said, "Oh, yeah, we believe in baptism all the way for the right reasons, and we think this and this." And I mean, it all sounded great. And Ethan came home and said, "Dad, Mormons are great." And there is a lot of good things about Mormons, but there's a lot of things that concern us as well as Christians that we don't see the Bible teaches to do these things. And so I guess I hadn't really sat down and talked to my son about Mormons. And so we sat down and we had a study and we looked at some things that they teach that are simply contrary to what the Bible teaches. And then he was like, "Oh, okay, well, okay," you know. So, but I was thinking about this subject, childish behavior, and sometimes in the scriptures we tend to get confused. And so let's read this in Matthew 18 and verse 2. "Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, 'Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea." So, in this scripture, Jesus tells us to, as he says there, unless you become as little children. And so oftentimes we think, oh, we're supposed to act like kids, right? Well, that's not what Jesus is teaching. And so what I want us to, the apparent contradiction, if you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 11, the scripture there says, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known." So we're talking here about a person turning into a man. And so we want to be sure that we understand when Jesus in Matthew is talking about being like a child, what he's talking about is, please envision for a moment a tiny little baby infant that is completely 100% reliant on its mother or its father. A little tiny baby has no ability, do they, to take care of their self. And I believe the Bible's teaching, and Jesus is teaching us, that we need to rely on God 100%. And brothers and sisters, think about how easy it is to stop relying on God. Remember, the scripture says, in a place, not to make me rich or poor. Don't make me rich so I have no need of you. And don't make me poor so I steal and offend the Lord. And the concept there, I believe, is that we need to be like little children in the sense that we need to rely on God for everything. And in America especially, we have a lot more money than people in a lot of places in the world. We have insurance. We have a bank account. We may have some savings. And we have all these things, and we start thinking, I'm taking care of myself. And yet we don't realize that we're standing on the edge of the grave with 1 foot halfway in, you know, and we're such frail creatures. And so we want to be careful that we fully rely upon the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 20 says, "Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice be babes, but in understanding be mature." So this is the crux of our idea of childish behavior, this verse right here. Do not be children in understanding. So this is a command to you and to me to not act like, or in your understanding, to be like a child. And what's so crazy to me in our modern day, in our modern era, is we understand, when you read that, you think, don't act like a child. You tell somebody that means they're behaving in a bad way. But the modern day is, allow the child to be able to express itself and be a brat, is what they're saying, and be rotten. And be, the Bible says that folly is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. They're saying to allow this child to be full of foolishness. That's not what we want for our children, and that's certainly not what we want to be when we grow up. And unfortunately, there's a whole lot of folks in this world that have turned into adults physically, but they're just big kids. They really are not grown up. They behave like children. So the Bible says, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice be babes. There's, again, a part of us as Christians that wants to be like, we don't want to be wicked or evil. We don't even want to know about any of that stuff. We want to be like babies in our reliance on God the Father. Don't think we can take care of ourselves. But in understanding, be mature. That's what I want to talk about this morning. In understanding, be mature. Last week, our brother Joe Huff in Durango was given the lesson. Actually, it's been 2 weeks ago now. And he asked the question, he said, if you went on trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? And so I've been thinking about that a lot over the last couple weeks. If you went on trial for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? And he left us with that, and so I was thinking, well, okay, let's be honest with ourselves. Over the last week, you know, have you done anything that would convict you of being a Christian in a court of law? What's maybe even a little bit scarier is the question, did you do anything that would be evidence against you that you are not a Christian? Evidence that says, well, Christians don't do this, and he did this. Hopefully none of us have done that over the last week. And so I had to ask myself the question, you know, because nobody was volunteering up there either. But what have you done over the last week? How have you acted in a Christian way? And so I was saying, well, you know, I studied my Bible more. I bought a new Bible, so maybe that's why I tended to study a little bit more last week. I tried to convince some coworkers to vote conservative, and I was thinking, you know, they're voting for Hillary, and I'm trying to talk to him about maybe why that's not the best thing to do. And yet I'm arguing a dumb thing to argue with. People that have a different set of values than we do, it doesn't help to argue points about who you're going to vote for. They come from a whole different place. So then I was thinking about, I haven't really done a lot the last week, have I, that would convict me, that others have seen? And so I think there's room for improvement in all of our lives about go out on a limb, get out of your comfort zone. If you're talking to a coworker and you're just talking, say something about the Lord. So, one of my favorite things to do, when we're talking at church, talking at work and things come up, is I'll say, it'll pop into your head. If you're studying your Bible and reading your Bible, a lot of times a verse pops into your head. And it's the best thing I think to do is when a subject comes up and, this person's really struggling with whatever. Well, you know, the Bible says, and then say the verse. Don't even say that you're saying it. Say, well, you know, the Bible talks about that. It says this. I mean, people are more than willing to use the Lord's name in vain around us to talk about horrible things or nasty things or dirty things or rude things. And yet sometimes as Christians, we bite our lip and we don't say anything about the Lord. And so my encouragement to each of you is let's not be going by the wayside, if you will, as Christians. Let's be a person that is willing to share with others, to say something, to get out of our comfort zone and say something about the Lord or the Scripture. I remember one time at church, at work, some folks asked me, I don't even know how it came up or whatever, but the Bible stuff came up and there was a group of us talking about it, and somehow somebody said, well, what do you believe? And I said, well, I believe Jesus came to this earth and died for our sins. And he is our hope of heaven. And it just kind of poured out of me. But I realized that's the first time I'd ever told total strangers in the world what I believed. And I've never forgot it. And it was empowering in the sense that, you know, it's powerful. It is powerful to speak about what you believe and do it with sincerity. So then I was thinking about the question, if I did anything that would be evidence that I'm not a Christian, and I tend to have a real problem with stoplights. I drive 30 minutes to work every day, and I used to work for the city of Farmington. I think most people know that, in the traffic department, and I know when the lights are broken. And there's two lights that are broken. And every time I'm going to work or going home, they turn red right before I get there. And it just drives me bananas, and I tend to just run them or get all upset. And I was thinking about my daughters the other day. I'm a guy that loves sunshine. I woke up the other morning, and it was gloomy, and it was raining, and it was one of those mornings that I just want to crawl back in bed. And my daughter said, Dad, I love days like this. It's beautiful. And it got me thinking, I'm acting like a child. So we don't want to act like a child. We want to be thankful for every day that God has given us. Think about a blind guy. How much would he love to be able to open his eyes and see a cloudy, beautiful rain shower day? He never gets to see anything. And so many things in our life, sometimes we tend to act like a child. And that's what we're talking about this morning. Childish behavior is all around us, folks. All around us. It's promoted, in fact, on television and sports and things you see. Promoted to act like a little child. What is one of the favorite things that is become the new word, tolerance. Tolerance for everything, right? Don't judge. You can't judge me. Well, folks, all of these ideas come straight from one source, Satan. Satan is behind it. Moses had an issue with that. Chronicles chapter 2 and verse 14. First, I believe. 2:14. Apparently that's not it. Try second. I'm sorry, that's not it either. Anyway, someone will remember this. Moses said, the people said, remember, who made you a judge over us? Remember that? When he said, when all the people said, who made you a judge over us? Well, brothers and sisters, what were they saying? Don't judge us. Because Moses, the lawgiver, was, remember, he was called the great lawgiver. He made a judgment, if you will, that these folks are not living right. I'm sorry, I didn't have that wrote down right, Evan. Matthew 21 and verse 23. I believe that should be right. Matthew 21 and verse 23, and talking about Jesus here. And it says, now when he came into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people confronted him as he was teaching and said, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? Brothers and sisters, they were offended because Jesus spoke with authority. Because he was making judgments, if you will, on those folks. He was teaching in truth, and he was speaking with authority. He was not being tolerant. He was standing on the truth. In Acts chapter 7 and verse 57 is the story of Stephen. And we won't read the whole story there. He teaches them about what they did. But in verse 57, it says, then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And go back up a couple verses, please, Evan, because I'm up a couple more even. Right here. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you have now become the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed at him with their teeth. Again, many weeks often go by in my life when I don't say a thing about the Lord. I don't know that there's evidence on a weekly basis that you could, public people or people I work with or whatever, could say, oh yeah, look at that guy. He's a Christian man. So my exhortation is for us to be mature as Christians, to be willing to stand up for the truth, to be willing to go out of our comfort zone and be willing to share with others. And look at what Stephen did here. He didn't mince words. He said, you murdered this fellow. And they were furious, and they ran out of the city, and they threw him out of the city, and they stoned him to death. And so hopefully we folks wouldn't do that here in America to us yet. But sometimes I wonder why we are so hesitant to share with others or to stand up for the truth or to teach the truth. When we have opportunity to, especially to young people, you know, the young people are the next generation of the Lord's church. And you young people have to grow up. You have to mature in your understanding as what it means to be a Christian. Because the devil wants you to act like a child. He doesn't want you to be mature. He doesn't want you to take a stand. He wants you to be tolerant and not judge anything or anybody. But you stand up and you take a stand for the truth and what's right. You know, in my job at the sign shop, we had several different signs that I would put up. And some of these signs, one of them looked like that, and one of them looked like this. And anybody know what that is? Huh? Stop sign. Yeah, that one's pretty easy, right? Although one time I literally put the stop sign up upside down and left, just not thinking. And my boss called me like 4 hours later and said, "Audie, can you go by, you know, such and such street and look at that sign?" It said POTS or whatever. It was upside down. Anyway, it was all messed up, and I did it, and I couldn't believe I did that. And then we have, so when you do signs for a living, you find out some stuff. These signs are red and white. These are black and white. These are called regulatory signs. Regulatory signs are the law. If you don't believe that, just try not doing this when you come up to one of these. Got a ticket a while back. Guy said, "Oh, you didn't stop." I did stop. What do you mean I didn't stop? No, your tires were rolling. Maybe barely rolling. No, you got to stop all the way. I'm like, come on, man, really? Yep. And I said, he goes, "It's not a suggestion." And so, yeah, I got a ticket for not coming to a complete stop. And Joe Huff told the story. He said, "Let me take a stick and start beating you. And when you yell stop, do you want me to stop or just slow down?" But anyway, these are regulatory signs. You have to obey these. Well, these signs are yellow and black. Yellow and black signs, do you have to obey them? No. It's a warning. It's called a warning sign. So we have regulatory signs, we have warning signs. You don't even have to mind this. The little yellow and black 35. What does this tell you? This tells you there's a corner coming, right? Well, brothers and sisters, the fact is, if you want to keep going straight, you can. If you want to turn left, you can. But what's going to happen? You're going to crash and burn. And so I was thinking about the childish behavior that is exhibited at times in our lives when we look at the scriptures, when we look at God's word. Brothers and sisters, God's word, the Holy Bible, is not a book of don'ts. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And all the things you could dream of. Well, why don't we do this? Why can't I do this? The scriptures are a book. Yes, there's some commands. But we've talked about this before. We look at commands, examples, and necessary inferences, common sense stuff, to see what God wants for us to do. There are commands in the scriptures, and there's a lot of these. Hey, this is what you're supposed to do. You can do a lot of different things, but how's it going to turn out for you? And that's why I think we need to be so careful about childish behavior. Not only, we can look at three different things, and the first one I want to look at is our attitude. Childish behavior and our attitude. And how many, you know, people that are angry all the time, or always sad, or moping around? That's not how a Christian should act. Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9 tells us as Christians what we're supposed to think about. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, and whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Think about good things. So to not exhibit childish behavior in our minds is to control our thought life. To not allow the commercial on TV or the garbage that we see on a billboard or whatever to pollute our minds and to drag us down and to think about garbage. That's being a child. But I'm going to be mature in my understanding in the sense that I'm going to be careful what I think about and control my thought life. We're going to be happy. We're going to be a joyous people. Christians should be a joyous people, full of joy. Because we know that, yeah, we're dying. We're all dying. The earth is going away. I might get sick, or I might get cancer, or I might crash and die, but whatever happens, I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. Praise God, we can have faith and confidence in Him. It's okay. It's all okay. How about our appearance? Childish behavior and our appearance. I sold a couple things on Craigslist last week. One of them was fender flares for your truck. Put them on for a while, and within a few miles, they were rubbing the paint off my truck. What did I do buying this stuff? I got it off there and put it back in the box. And so I put it on Craigslist, and I had some people calling this. Oh, yeah, I want this fender flares. Okay, come on over. So we agreed on to meet, you know, and he came over to the house, and he gets out of his truck, and I literally didn't know if I was going to get shot or mugged or what, because he had like bolts all in his head and tattoos all over, and I mean, he's coming toward me kind of, I was like, whoa. I mean, it was scary. And this guy came in, and, you know, we're not supposed to judge by appearance, and so, you know, we shook hands, and I don't know what his trip was with all that stuff, but he turned out to be a fairly nice guy, and he paid me for him, and it was a good deal, and I was glad when he pulled out of the lot, though. And then a few days later, I had some wheels and tires, and a guy in an old beat-up Dodge truck comes pulling up. A young guy, probably 18 or 20 years old, and he gets out, and it's just like a breath of fresh air. Just a clean-cut young man comes up, shakes your hand firmly, and we start talking, and it just was shocking, the difference in appearance. And we're not supposed to judge by appearance, but, folks, don't be a child about your appearance. The Bible tells us to be modest as Christians in our dress and our actions and the things we do. And we talked for a long time, and this guy bought my wheels and tires, and he had a little bit too much money, but he said just keep it. And after we talked a while, I just gave him back considerably more than I needed to, because I was just thinking, this is a good young man trying to make his way, and and maybe I can help him or something. And so just in appearance alone was shocked, the difference, that impression that we can make on people. And again, let's be careful not to judge everybody about that, but as Christians, we need to be careful that our appearance is an appearance that exhibits Christ in our lives, that it doesn't exhibit something else or look at me or whatever. And then doctrine, childish behavior about doctrinal practices. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14. And before we read that, I wanted to just say, remember what the devil did in the Old Testament, back in the Genesis. Remember that God told him, don't eat of this tree or you'll die. And what did the devil do? He said, what did God say? And then he just said the same thing back to Eve that God said, with one tiny change. He said, you will not surely die. And brothers and sisters, this is, I believe, what we need to be careful of and realize that Satan wants to do to bring us down, to destroy God's people. He's not going to come at you with some great, horrible-looking, evil sin and pull you away, because you're going to see it and recognize it for what it is. But he's going to try to deceive you. And he's going to try to deceive me by just twisting the truth of the scripture, the smallest one word that he can. And the Bible says here in Ephesians 4, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. So the lesson is yours this morning. I hope that it's been encouraging to you to consider that we don't want to be children. We don't want to act like children in our understanding or in the things that we believe, in our appearance, in our attitudes. Let's be the Christians people that we should be. Let's not be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. And folks, it's Satan just continually bombards the Lord's church with a new thing and another new thing and another new thing. Oh, try this now. And the Bible, I believe, teaches, commands us to be not children tossed to and fro, but to stand on the Lord's truth. If we can help you at any time, I believe at this time we'll have a song of invitation. So we'd ask you to come as we stand and sing. 600.